Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
For 25 years, Seth Lightman has seen it all. From the newest electric car revolution, solar power, bike lanes made in NYC, and now we are here. More electric cars, need for more renewables and eco-friendly products in our world. Well, now it's time for an all-out podcast for this time. You're listening to The Green Living Guy Show. He's funny, real, exactly on point, and some think his style is so raw, it's crazy. Let's do this, folks. It's time for The Green Living Guy Show with Seth Lightman.
Hey guys, it's Seth Lightman, the Green Living Guy. Thank you so much for joining in on this important call. We're going to be talking about a few things today, but I met these two wonderful people on Clubhouse. One is Adelia Rodriguez and the other one is Will Hale. And we're going to be talking about the destruction of the magnificent ancient oak trees. It seems that there's a war on the oak trees France, and in Paris in particular. And so now the French government is planning to cut down thousands of trees in the Notre Dame Cathedral. It's a shame. And we're here to talk about Please Saving the Oak Trees movement and movement. So Will and Adelia, thank you so much for joining. And tell me more that you want to talk about this important endeavor.
Yes, thank you, Seth. Wow, there's a lot going on. Would you like a little history of how this all started?
Please.
Some friends had heard about what was happening with the French government wanting to cut down a bunch of old oak, 100-300-year-old trees, in order to rebuild the spire on the Notre Dame Cathedral. And one of the people were really upset about this. And Shelley Denny is the one who started a room in Clubhouse, and it turned into a discussion that went all night. And that room is now still open 31 days later. It's been going 24 hours a day for 31 days and has become a virtual tree sit, people sitting and holding space as well as gathering as a community to start this whole Save the Oak Trees movement that just has sprung up from that. So that's another cool thing about Clubhouse, getting people together from all over the world. That's part of where it started, and we've just kind of kept working on getting the word out and making it so people know what's going on. So,
sure. Adelia, do you want to talk more about this as well?
Sure. Sorry about that. My name is Adelia Galvan Rodriguez, and I'm coming to you all from the land of the Tamaya people in northern New Mexico. The Tamaya are the Pueblo people, and also this is a traditional homeland of the Jicarilla Nidi Apache. And I am Lipan Nidi Apache, and also I'm Chicana. So I got involved with this on the third day. Shelley started the room on March 1st. And as Will said, it went all through the night. And then we decided to keep going. I heard people talking on the morning of March 3rd. And I stayed in the room ever since, pretty much. Of course, we take breaks to do things and we sleep, but there's been a lot of activity because the deadline to cut down the trees was today, March 31st, because of the sap that if the sap rises, then the trees are no good for another, you know, period of time, because then they become too damp to become good timber. So what they're going to do is they're going to cut them. They should have already cut them down by now, but the problem is that because France is in a lockdown again because of the pandemic, there's kind of a news whiteout happening, and we haven't heard anything since they cut down the first 10 trees. So we've been doing a lot of activities to try and stop this from happening, or at least get a pause. So we had the petition. We did an Oak Summit. We did a prayer ceremony, tobacco and prayer ceremony for all the trees that are endangered on the planet. We've been doing quite a few things. So I'm going to pause there and let you ask me some questions if you'd like.
For sure. So is there a website that people can go to learn more about this petition, send letters, or learn more about this beside this conversation so that this could be posthumously noted for the record?
There's several places that people can go. There's SaveTheOakTrees.com. There's Save the Oak Trees Facebook page. Yeah, those are the two main places to go. And if you want to sign the petition, you can still sign it, even up until tonight, midnight, because the petition got presented to the president, President Macron in France today, I guess, or yesterday.
Okay.
And he was told in the document that accompanied the petition that people were still signing it. And up until a few hours ago, I think we had over 9,000, close to 9,500. And we're still trying to push for 10.
Yeah, I also believe there was a petition that was signed in France. I think they had like 40,000 people around that.
Whoa.
And even so, yeah, the pandemic has been a real issue. And it feels like the whole thing has been kind of repressed because there's a lot going on, but also it's just not something they want to really talk about. But yeah, the easiest way definitely to get a hold and get connected, there's a lot of information people have gathered about different articles and websites. If you go to SaveTheOakTrees.com, and that's the same name for the Facebook, actually it's the Facebook page. But that's where some of the resources and things are posted too. That's probably the easiest way for people to get involved that care about trees and saving our planet and the environment.
And if you're on Clubhouse, please join us. We're still going to be in the room because we're also dealing with another issue that's near and dear to me, which is about the San Carlos Apache people in Oak Flat who have been fighting for their land, their sacred site at the Apache stronghold for 5 years, because at the end of the Obama administration, some legislation was tacked onto the defense bill, which traded some land that was owned by an Australian copper company and also, I think, a local one in Arizona. And they traded some land for this site called Oak Flat. There are oak trees there, but the real significance besides the trees is that it's the place where one of the most important ceremonies of the Ndi people is held, which is the coming of age ceremony of young women. So they're struggling for that land to not be decimated by building a copper mine there. So if you want to get involved with that, you can do that as well. And come and join us on Save the Elder Oaks is the name of our clubhouse room. And you're totally welcome to come and listen to people read about oak trees and poems and discussions. And we've had scientists in there and all kinds of people.
Yeah, we've had you in there, my brother.
Yeah, man. You know, I've learned so much about this just from, and this is the craziness about Clubhouse in a great way, mind you, that a small group of people just in one room, just by a discussion, by sitting together and talking for a half an hour, I learned about a major situation across the pond in France, how it's being radio silenced and they're being cut down, and there's a movement to stop this insanity. And it all happened because of an iPhone and because of Clubhouse bringing us together. It just shows greatness of technology if you utilize it correctly, what it can do and how it can help spread information in a positive way and get the word out in a positive way also. So, I mean, I know around me too, we have oak trees. If they tried to chop down a bunch of oak trees, there would be pandemonium in this county if they pulled that. It's just mesmerizing to me that people in France aren't speaking up about this. And maybe you have some guidance as to why the people in Paris, I mean, I know there's a lockdown, but why aren't they like speaking up about this stuff?
I can answer that.
Well, one of the things that really disturbs me and was brought up the French National Assembly in 2019 actually passed a Declaration of Trees Rights. It's like a whole full-page document about the rights of trees and how to preserve trees, and that they're living beings and they deserve the right to develop and, you know, live naturally to their full maturity. So they're basically breaking all of the agreements that they made in their own Declaration of Tree Rights document. So, and also France standing for environmental concerns and, you know, their central part in that. I mean, it's not just the oak trees, it's also the ecosystems that they support. These old growth systems are support all kinds of other life. And just
old growth is the most essential type of life that there is when it comes to trees. You know, whoever tells you different is just lying through the skin of their teeth. These are important trees.
Well, I guess one environmental group said that because the trees were planted over 200 years ago and they were intended for timber for ships, that they didn't see any problem with it. But you also have to remember that the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is a darling of the French people. And there's people that are giving their trees on private land and saying, we're happy to have one of our trees be part of the spire of Notre Dame. And also people say, well, why isn't the Pope doing something about it? It's because Notre Dame does not belong to the Catholic Church in Rome. It belongs to the French people in France. And I guess they feel like in this case, Catholicism is over any tree declaration that the Congress or whatever they're, I forget what they're called, what they might have passed, the tree declaration pales in comparison to their faith. So I think, and I'm not French, so I can't really speak to it. I've never been to France. I don't know, but I have been a Catholic when I was a young person. And I know that there are some people who are very strong about what they believe in. And no one's saying that they shouldn't have their church rebuilt, not one minute, because, of course, it's a beautiful cathedral and it's a monument to the French people, etc. However, this is 2021. There are other materials that could be used to rebuild the spire, and they have a report. If you look at our Facebook page, you'll see the article where they talk about what alternatives could be used to rebuild the spire. I was going to say, so I'm with Delia and I'm done speaking because I'm so much on Clubhouse. Oh my God.
Exactly. Well, and I don't know fully the construction things either, but one thing was the original cathedral was built with a lot of lead. It's wood and lead. And I know when it burned, there was a toxic problem with all the lead that was in it, just the old version. And now they want to rebuild it like the original and put a bunch of lead back into the structure, which doesn't seem like a good idea to me personally. And I think the idea of they can, you know, preserve the integrity of the structure and the cathedral, because it is a historic, beautiful place, without, you know, having to use all of these oak trees. There's other materials that we have access to that are probably even more durable and would be better structurally to rebuild it. So. Yeah.
And I think we're concerned with climate change. We're concerned with, because the club that's sponsoring our room is the Climate Change and the Just Transition Clubhouse. And as Indigenous people, we do not want trees to be cut down unnecessarily. If they're not sick, if they're not, because they're bringing oxygen, very needed oxygen, you know, onto the planet. And if the trees don't breathe, we don't breathe. So that's part of what we're talking about. It's not just that they're 200 years old and that they're cutting down 1,500 or more. It's not even just that. It's that climate change is real, people.
Yeah, I feel the frustration. And so many people I've talked to, it seems sort of unanimous, like, well, this is crazy. This is ridiculous. But obviously there are people out there that either aren't aware or just don't care, have different ideas about how it should be done. So, but I like the idea of people stepping up. I mean, and whatever happens, I think what also has brought us awareness from this whole thing is how many issues there are even beyond this French catastrophe that's happening. Odelia said, the Oak Flats and these other places are endangered as well, you know, and there's a lot of things going on. You know, it's just bringing it all to the surface. And I'm hoping that it'll help all these other causes as well.
Yeah, yes, I'm looking right now at a picture of just the size of these trees and the beauty of them. And they're massive. Yeah, look at you. Right? They're massive. And it's like, you know, to not acknowledge that is just, oh gosh, it just doesn't make any logical sense at all. I mean, and they're not even thinking of reforesting that area at all, right? After they've cut down these trees?
Not clear.
We have like 500 years for them to grow back, 200 years, 300 years. I don't think so. I think, you know, this whole climate change thing, and it could be really easy to get upset and feel hopeless, quite honestly, because another post that was on the Save the Oak Trees Facebook page, I think, in the last couple of days of just the forest destruction globally that's happened in the last year or two is like mind-boggling. So every tree we can save is important. And my opinion, even though it looks like this French thing has kind of gone down and, you know, we've sort of hit a deadline, I'm still working on it and standing and taking petitions. As long as that one tree is left in France, I'm here holding it up for those trees. So just because something politically on paper says that it's done doesn't mean it's done. And there's a lot of people right now standing up for the trees. So,
can I read a little bit of Shelley's manifesto that's called The Oaks and the Ancestors? Would that be okay?
Please.
This is our cathedral. This is the cathedral provided to us by Creator. Let us not make this less important than the cathedrals built by mankind. Do not put the creations of man before the creations of the one who put us all here. I know the tired old arguments of, oh, they will grow back, or there's plenty of trees. No, there are not plenty of trees, especially oaks of 1 to 200 to 300 years old, home to countless forms of life, or the hub of the essential ecosystem that we only act to know something about, but we only know a little. Too many of you gave up your ability to hear and speak with the trees and the forests and the living creatures of it a long time ago. Why? Why did you do this? Why did your ancestors do this? Why did they come to my home on Turtle Island and try to do the same thing here? And now there are not only many immigrated people here who do not listen to the land, but even among the indigenous whose family bones of generations lay buried in the ground we walk on. But you, France and Arizona and Resolution Copper and Rio Tinto, you bulldoze with your machines because you bulldoze with your minds. You have been led into myopic, narrow, self-serving view of the world. I call on your ancestors to wake you. That's only a little part of it, but I thought I'd honor Shelley because she started the room, and I would read part of this beautiful document that she wrote. It's going to be published today on Cloud Women's Quarterly Journal online. So if anybody wants to go there, it's online.
That's amazing. And it was needed to be said. This just doesn't make sense. You know, and deforestation is becoming a prevalent issue across the globe, from the Amazon to Indonesian rainforests to now, you know, even any little tree in France is not, you know, immune to preservation at all. Besides Clubhouse, what's another way that people, I mean, I know on Instagram, but what's a way people can get in contact with you if they don't have access to Clubhouse yet to try and get involved in this endeavor?
The SaveTheOakTrees.com is kind of the hub at the moment, SaveTheOakTrees.com. I did just add, we have a Gmail account which is attached to the Save the Oak Trees Facebook page. So that'll be another way that people can connect. But that's probably the easiest.
Yeah, send us a message on Facebook for sure.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, and I'll also write a story about it on Green Living Guy so I can tweet it out and get the word out as well, because sometimes I have a way about me. So.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping bring this out to the world.
Yeah, it is important.
I have something I'd like to share that's a little more hopeful. But we have a person that showed up in the room that was, she grows baby oak trees and she goes out and plants them. And she wants to help start a program of planting oak trees and helping people to be able to do that. So that sounds like a really great project that's going to be coming out now as these things continue. None of us, I don't think, have any intention of stopping. We're just going to kind of roll on with different projects. And that's going to be something that will be really fun because people can get directly involved and, you know, grow their own trees and plant them. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, and I will be editing an anthology called The Ancestor Trees or something like that. I think that's our working title right now, because we're going to do a book on primarily the oaks and this experience, but we're also going to be asking people to submit stories about trees and memories, and it's going to be a big project, so we'll see how it goes.
Great, thank you.
Very exciting stuff that you guys are working on, and we will have you back as well to talk about the trees in Notre Dame or Notre Dame, and then we will talk about other initiatives that you're on and leading. Because I think that the more we talk about those community leaders that are making a change globally are going to make a larger difference in everybody thinking or believing and knowing that their voice means the world. So that's what, you know, part of today's small step is, as I say, one step at a time. Today's is, you know, besides protecting the oak trees, getting involved in this movement, but also realizing that these are just two people that believed in a cause and are doing everything possible to get the word out about it and making a change. And it, I even mentioned, I believe, in one of the Clubhouse groups, I think it was the one you were in, both of you, you know, never doubt what a small group of like-minded individuals can do that could change the world. And I think this is a perfect example of that. I'm just grateful to know you, to be a part of this discussion and movement, and to let people know around the world that they can be helping save the oak trees in their communities and around the globe as well. For the good and the order, I'm going to ask, is there anything else that you have?
I just want to say, save Oak Flats, save the elder oaks of France, because I think they're not done cutting them down. And I think we need to ask France to give us an accounting of how many trees they have cut down and what are they planning to do for future. Because we heard a rumor that 1,400 or 1,500 is not enough. So stay tuned for that. And I just want to thank you, Seth, for inviting us to come on. And Shelley would have loved to, but she's a doctor and she works until after your show time. So maybe you'll have her on another time.
Absolutely. I think the next time that we have a podcast interview, we'll bring her on. Absolutely. Yeah. This was the best time for me to record today. But I'm so grateful to know you guys and to help out as much as I humanly can. And my contribution, of course, to this is to spread the word on the podcast and make noise about this on other channels and to put stories out about it. And also to even ask the French government, can put some inquiries in as well. So I will be doing that to see what I can do to make my voice heard.
Thank you for helping us.
With that green living, you know?
Yeah, green living guy here.
Man, like, I appreciate all you do in the world. It's really awesome. It's really great.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful to just know you guys and be, you know, it's people like you that make this happen. I'm just a vessel and a voice to get the word out. So, you know, green living guy, one small step at a time. Today's small step, again, is to protecting the oak trees and to getting involved in this effort. Stay tuned for the post on my website and for links that will be when we do the podcast. You'll see links to the information of how you can get involved, as well as when we do the YouTube. We'll also post all the hyperlinks there as well, so people can not just watch or listen, they can click and they can get involved, which is what it's really all about. So thank you guys again, and I'm just grateful, and we'll see you in the rooms in Clubhouse.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
Of what we're doing. So thank you again. Take care. Talk to you soon. Too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Green Living Guy Show with your host, Seth Lightman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We really appreciate that effort. Until next time.
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.